We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. So, hey, let me jump over to something different. All right. We spent a good bit of time there talking about SEL and the fact that, you know, it's a sneak attack in my way. And you know, even one of those more liberal outlets that wrote something that I used as one of my resources earlier in that segment kind of mocked the conservative position of calling it a Trojan horse. It is a Trojan horse. So anyway, that being said, I've covered that as far as we're going to go for right now, but just understand this. It's real, and we have to stay in tune. We have to be aware. We have to ask the questions. And this particular lady who sent out that email that Angela McClure alerted us to, yeah, I'm going to check into that. And I would encourage some of y'all who may be listening to check into it. I would encourage you to do so respectfully. I mean, it is one thing to say, you know, that you don't like something, but how you say it can make a difference. You want to shut down a conversation, come at them combatively. That's not going to work. So I'm just encouraging you, if you want to make the inquiry, go ahead and do it. The Huntsville City School Systems owes its taxpayers some, you know, idea of what it is they're promoting or not promoting, or did they even know? But at the same time, how you approach it is important. You know, Scripture even tells us to approach things with gentleness and respect, meaning you can say, hey, I got to ask, why'd you do that? Why would you do that? And by the way, I find that to be offensive, and I don't think that's part of your role. It's nothing wrong with saying that. We are taxpayers. The school systems are funded by local tax dollars. Let's go ahead and recognize we have a right to ask the question. And if we don't ask the question, oh, by the way, then they never have accountability. So I would just encourage you, ask the question. Okay, that being said, I am going to switch gears right now. So in a few minutes, my friend Brian Taylor is going to call in. And Brian's a sharp dude. He and I have known each other for a number of years. We actually were in the state Senate together, got elected, both of us, in 2010. We actually shared an office suite down there. And I think the world of Brian. He's not only a sharp guy, not only served as a state senator, but he was advisor to two governors, of Riley and Ivey. Chief legal counsel for Governor Ivey, went back into private practice not so long ago, but he's also a JAG officer in the reserve component and spent time in Iraq as a result. So yeah, good dude. Brian has been the attorney for Kimberly Butler. Kimberly Butler has been one of the candidates for House District 2 in the Alabama State House. Phil, why are we talking about elections? Aren't all the elections over with? Are they? I don't know. And I say that because there's a right to challenge. You know, one of the things that I'm hearing right now, because they're the ones being challenged very often, is liberals say, don't you even talk about the Trump 20 election results. Everybody, you can't question. Don't you dare get offended. Well, that was a jacked up election. Why would we not question? Everything about that election was jacked up. And when I say jacked up, I mean it was jacked up. There were states that were literally making it up as they went along. But here's the thing. Lawyer Phil talking just for a minute. There is a legal right to challenge. It does not mean that every right will be upheld by the courts, but there is a legal right to challenge. In essence, the challenge of an election met with certain parameters creates a cause of action that is allowed to be taken to court. People forget that sometimes. Our state code, the black letter law of the code, and the common law of the state, both have precedent and statutory provisions that allow for the challenge of elections at every level. I don't care if you're running for dog catcher in the smallest town in the state. The reality is there's going to be something that tells you something about if the results go badly for a real reason that you may have a cause of action to challenge. And it doesn't have to be the candidate. It's kind of crazy, but truthfully, you can actually have an elector. It's someone who's allowed to vote, someone who is a certified elector in that particular precinct, district, whatever the case may be allowed to challenge if they feel like they've been disenfranchised. You know, most recently, Brian Taylor had two cases. One of them was the lady down in Lee County. Remember that Senate race? I talked about it a lot on this show. In Birmingham, folks, y'all are getting used to me, but we've talked about it quite a bit on the show during the time before we came on the air in Birmingham. But the reality is this. There's a state Senate race, a multi-county race, three counties, Tallapoosa, Russell, and Lee counties, that literally came down to one vote. And my friend Brian Taylor just so happened. I mean, it just worked out. It's kind of crazy. I asked him one time, I said, how did you get into both of the two most major election challenges in the state? He goes, I don't know. But that one was a lady who felt like her vote had not been counted and her vote would have changed the entire election. So she was filing a challenge. It turns out that State Senator Whiteley, who was down by the one vote, just chose to back off and not take it to court. So it kind of faded away. But the other one is House District 2, up yonder in the Shoals area. So up in the Shoals, House District 2 has been a very interesting race. We have Ben Harrison, who won, but Ben Harrison went to the runoff with, I'll make sure I got my names, Jason Black, I believe. But in third place in that race was Kimberly Butler. Except that what we found out was the registrars had botched the new district lines, and there were a ton of people that were actually voting in the wrong districts or not allowed to vote in the right districts. And some of the districts where, or precincts where Kimberly Butler did the best were the ones that were jacked up. And oh, by the way, she missed the runoff by only 14 votes. 14 votes. That's like, you know, seven couples didn't make it down there to vote. I mean, when you get down to it, that's nothing. You could fit 14 people in the back of a Volkswagen, man. And 14 votes? Well, so Kimberly Butler has been challenging all along. Well, the interesting dynamic is that most recently, the State Republican Executive Committee's steering committee, or a subcommittee, I'm not sure which, met and decided that after everything had been done, Kimberly Butler's been on this show before, Brian Taylor's been on this show, they knew exactly what was going on, the challenge was laid before them. They chose to dismiss it out of hand without giving any real grounds for why. My question is, what's Kimberly Butler going to do now? Is that satisfy it? Are we done? I know that Ben Harrison would like it to be done because technically he's prepared now to be the next representative for House District 2. But Kimberly Butler still feels that the election was lacking in terms of its integrity. And I'm going to tell you, folks, under the law, as an attorney, I have worked on cases where we challenged elections and found the results and they needed to be changed. Brian Taylor coming on next, attorney for Kimberly Butler. We'll see what he has to say about it, and then we'll get back to the Triple Dipper. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.